Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till. That's Steely Dan bringing this back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and that's me, Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We have a great visit with our good friend Laura Miller. She's president of Inc. by Chase. Laura, well, thanks again for being here. Tell us about Inc. by Chase.
Great. Well, thanks, Jim. It's great to be here again. Inc. from Chase is a payment tool. It's a more than just a credit card for small business owners to enable them to help manage their cash flow, to have tools and resources to be efficient in the back office, and also reward their business or reinvest back into their business. And so it's a great tool. Chase is proud to be able to provide a tool and be part of the small business community, as small businesses are critical to the U.S. economy.
Well, I'll tell you, this kind of cash flow management tool has really, there's no question in my mind, Laura, that your product, that kind of a cash flow assistance that they're having, that you're providing them, is helped so many companies ride through the tough times when they needed some short term cash. That even if a bank would loan them money, regular banks are not in the business to loan short-term cash like that, and
yeah.
You know, which a credit card has the ability to do. So congratulations to the contribution that you guys made to helping small businesses stay in business. Because as you know, Laura, you know, cash flow is like oxygen to the body, right? If you don't have cash flow, you're not going to make it.
It is absolutely.
It won't last long. Okay, so your new survey, your new second annual holiday survey, is out, and we've been talking about that. One of the things that you found out was how small business owners are using, you called it their size to their advantage. I'm going to call it, I like to think of it as their special sauce. What do you think?
Yes. I think that's a great way to put it. You know, special sauce, or how about attention to detail?
I like it.
Right? Small business owners, so I'm going to give you some numbers here. 62% said that they could fulfill special requests and orders differently, and that really gives them an advantage over the larger retails. They can personally reach out to customers. Many of these are neighbors, friends, family, right on Main Street with them, and they can create customized shopping experiences. So your special sauce, it's really tailored attention and understanding of their customer base and being able to provide unique services and offerings.
And people will pay for that special sauce.
Yes,
they want it. And if it's that valuable to them, they won't quibble over the price. And if they do, then they don't need to be your customer anyway. Right?
Well, you know, I think small business owners have the ability to really understand their customers because they have, one, either talk to them personally, they have the time to engage with them one-on-one, and so they can really communicate the value they're going to provide.
Mm-hmm.
You know, customized service in today's world can be considered unique sometimes.
I went into a shop a few months ago, and the lady was the proprietor was there. She, the owner was there. And I always, whenever I walk into a small business, I always say, how's business? You know, and she said, well, business is great except for this one customer from hell that I have. And she was going through all kinds of gyrations to make this one customer happy, and she was doing it. And she called this person the customer from hell. I said, you should never have a customer from hell. She said, what do you mean? I said, you should charge them enough that they either change their behavior or they go away or they come back because you did such a good job, and you're charging them enough that you want them to come back.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's also important for
small businesses can do that when a big business can't.
Yes, they can, and then they can absolutely stay true to the product and you know, value that they're offering as well. And it's important to make sure that that you don't, you lose all of your larger customer base at the expense of just one.
That's exactly right. And also, don't undervalue your product, because when you compete with the big guys, they're not delivering special sauce. So your price is not supposed to be the same as theirs, is it?
No, it's unique. That's why it's a small business.
Mm-hmm. Talk to us about some of the marketing plans that your survey told us about.
Right. So we talked a little bit about social media, and one of the ways that social media is great is it gets you ambassadors of your brand, right? And that's one of the ways you can have an integrated marketing strategy. But another way to do it is that we heard that more than half the small business owners, that's 58%, plan to use new or increased marketing strategies to prepare for this holiday season. So increasing marketing strategies and inventory, and I will tell you, enhancing social media presence was the number one.
Hmm.
So of all the marketing strategies, it was increasing, enhancing social media presence. So they may be utilizing other existing local in their communities, but this was one area they felt was a huge opportunity. And I like hearing that because I think it's a great way, as I said before, to get great ambassadors for your brand.
Well, absolutely. And I'll tell you something else. In my opinion, people are going to be attracted to you first based on your relevance, and then based on your competitiveness. And if you're on social media, if you're building communities, social online communities, which is what I prefer to call doing what we're discussing now. For businesses, I prefer to call it building online customer communities. If you're doing that, you can't be successful at that if you're not being relevant to them, because they've got to find out that you're relevant to them before they'll even ask you about whether your price is right or not. All right, so I need go to chase.com. Is that right, Laura?
Yep, jpmorgan.com, our press release section under Investor Relations.
jpmorgan.com. Check that out. Quick break, folks. Right back with Laura Miller. When we come back, we're going to talk about the work-life balance part of this survey.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.